KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Vince Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Well, good evening. It's time for high school football coverage night. Peru State College game of the week on this Thursday. The Falls City Sacred Heart Irish at Diller O'Dell to take on the Griffins. Sacred Heart coming in here now, 6-1 on the season. They've won six straight since the season opening loss to the very talented, highly ranked class D1 Lord Central Catholic Knights in Nebraska City. Diller O'Dell, they are coming in, they are struggling. They are 1-6. They are short on senior leadership this year after graduating a talented senior bunch last year. Not as many kids in this year's senior class, and a young team, but a team that they're scrappy. They like to throw it around, and we'll see how that goes for them tonight against Sacred Heart, ranked number 4 in Class D2. Randy Catula, Troy Nelson standing by for the call of the game tonight. You'll hear that coming up next. It's Fall City Sacred Heart at Diller O'Dell on KTNC. We'll be back with a visit with the coaches coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey softball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
It's time now to visit with Diller O'Dell coach Terry Arnold as the Griffins come to the ballgame tonight here with Sacred Heart. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the season thus far. I know record-wise it's been kind of a disappointment, 1-6. Tell us about the year so far for your squad.
Well, you know, we lost quite a bit last year with graduation,
mm-hmm.
and one kid moving away. But you know what, I was very happy with our kids during the summer. I thought they were working hard in the weight room, and you know, we went to a camp, and you know, they came in with a great attitude, ready to step up, and you know, really, I've been really pleased. I mean, we have a lot of younger kids. We're probably a little undersized. I mean, we have a couple you know, older kids that have good size, but overall, I'd say we're undersized and we're young. But you know, they showed up to play this year. They have fought hard. They have good football mentality. So you know, I mean, I really can't complain with what they've been able to do.
Right, small and young is obviously not a good combination against some pretty good competition this year as well. But as I said, the best thing about small and young is they get bigger and they get older. So it helps for the future. You got to start with the basics and get that into them now.
Yeah. That's absolutely right, and I do have to give a huge shout out to our seniors. Our seniors have been great. They've been really good leaders. They've certainly had opportunities to be frustrated and maybe pointing fingers at younger kids, but they haven't
That's super. Tell us about your offense this year. What are we going to see out of the Griffins tonight?
Well, you know, we like to be pretty multifaceted. You know, I don't think we're big enough to just be able to run downhill, so therefore we have to be able to throw the ball a little bit. Obviously we need to be able to run also, but, you know, we do have guys at multiple positions who can do different things for us, and the more we can get the ball to people in space, the better off we are. You know, if we try and get into the 3 yards in a cloud of dust, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble there. So we want to be able to run and throw the ball fairly effectively, you know, about 50-50.
Mm-hmm. And how about the other side of the ball on defense? What's the philosophy over there?
Well, we really like to be kind of an attacking defense. You know, once again, where we're undersized, you know, we can't just, you know, line up and try and go toe for toe. So we have to do a little bit of blitzing and try and, you know, just kind of wreak havoc maybe and surprise people with what we're trying to do. And obviously when you start gambling, sometimes the house wins. So we'll take our chances there, I guess.
And, of course, Sagan Hart coming in, they're awfully good again this year. They're a tough team to defense, I know, from what I understand from a lot of coaches over time.
Well, I tell you, you know, Coach Goltz, you know, has been there for a long time, and he's done a lot of great things. I have nothing but respect for Doug, and he always has his kids ready to play, and they're always able to be, you know, multifaceted as well. And they don't disappoint in that area this year. They're able to run the ball, throw the ball, and even when they are throwing the ball, you know, Jacob always has the ability to turn those passes into runs, so it, you know, makes it pretty difficult to defend.
Yeah, he does. Well, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. We'll let you go, and thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck in the ball game tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me the call.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Let's say head coach Doug Goltz joining us now. The Irish tonight going for their seventh win of the season and a perfect district mark on the season. They can get the win over Del Rodell tonight, Coach. It's coming off of a big win last week at homecoming. Now you come into this game tonight with Del Rodell looking to wrap up the strong regular season.
Yeah, I mean, things have gone pretty well since our first loss at the beginning of the year. Lords now is 7-0. There'll be a high seed in D1. So it was a good loss in the sense that we know that we got beat by a good team that night, and I think we probably scored as much as anybody on them. We just didn't show up and play great defense by any means. So we've improved. You know, that's always the goal. I think we've gotten deeper, where now we're able to play 10, 11, 12 guys if we need to. And now we just want to carry that that in to the postseason. We won't know who we play until Saturday, but regardless of a win or a loss against Dillard Odell, we're going to qualify. So that's always the goal, and we're happy about that.
And nice to have that in your back pocket with the district title already in hand. Tonight, Dillard Odell coming here. They're a young team. They graduated a lot of kids from last year, so they're doing a little experimenting this year, trying to get everybody lined up for the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can see that when you watch them on film. They've just got some young guys that are still learning how to play the game. And, you know, they've always been a good offensive team. They do have their quarterback back. So, you know, I expect that our DBs are going to get tested some tonight.
We expect a team like Dillard Odell. They've been awfully good over the years. I can think a long time back, you've been playing Dillard Odell or Dillard Odell in playoff action in regular season. It's, again, a testament to your program, Coach, how good you've been for so long when you graduated big classes before, and you've kind of been able to just keep the machine rolling for the most part. It's just a fantastic thing for your Irish squad.
I think what's really helped us all is if we make a deep run in the playoffs, you know, that's sometimes three or four more games, which is almost like a half a season. So our kids are playing in a lot of games. And then the fact that sometimes our games are pretty well decided in the by halftime or even mid-second quarter, and that's allowing us to play kids that are going to be starters in the future. So, you know, you hope that that all kind of contributes to the program going along, but it also is just a lot of tradition that kids just know that it's expected and they step up, and they'll have to do that again because we're going to graduate a really big senior class this year.
Mm-hmm. Concerns with Dillard Odell tonight, you said talk about their passing game?
Yeah, I think that the quarterback is their best player, so we need to do a good job with him. A lot of that will be our pass rush. I think their line is pretty inexperienced, so hopefully the big advantage we'll have would be our line play.
And as you said, you get the game tonight, then you get a Friday off. I don't know if you can go scouting on Friday. I don't know how many teams are playing this Thursday in A-Man football, but next week playoffs underway on Thursday already.
Yeah, it's about half and half, so we might have a decent idea who we could face first round after we see how Thursday's games go, but with 32 teams making it, it's just kind of a guessing game until you actually see the bracket.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll let you go. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's our visit with State Herd Coach Doug Gold. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank Ag Lender sets your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers, El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everyone, from Dilbert, Nebraska. Time for high school football once again here on KTNC. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish on the road, taking on the Dilbert Odell Griffins. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatuba, tonight seated alongside Troy Nelson. Aaron Wisdom completes our broadcast crew as our producer-engineer for tonight's game. Troy, a couple of teams kind of opposite ends of the spectrum record-wise.
Yeah. You know, as you heard the pregame coaches show go there, Irish, again, the only loss on the season is the opener against Lourdes, and Dilbert Odell is struggling a little bit to replace a good senior class that they lost last year. So.
Yeah, the Irish come in at 6-1, Dilbert Odell at 1-6. So on paper, it looks like it should be a pretty easy time of it tonight for the Irish, but we've thought that before,
yes,
Troy.
Yeah.
And you never know what's going to take place. Before we even get underway here this evening, I want to just take a moment to thank Eric McMurray, the activities director, and all the folks, the administration and the staff here at Dilbert Odell for the wonderful hospitality that they extend to us every time we come over here, whether it be to photograph volleyball or to broadcast basketball or football. The treatment is just top-notch when we come to Dilbert Odell. They've got us seated at the 39-yard line. We're only about 20 yards from the sideline.
Yes.
Perfect place to broadcast a ball game. We are in Dilbert tonight. Now, they play all the high school basketball and volleyball over at Odell, but this is a Dilbert-Odell thing where the high school is in Odell, the elementary and junior high is in Dilbert, so they do play all their football games, and what a beautiful facility. You can tell they don't practice on this side.
Yeah, this is fabulous.
There's not a blade of grass out of place out here right now as we look out across the field. Troy, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this game tonight. First of all, the offense for the Dilbert Odell Griffins. They're coached by Coach Terry Arnold, his first year at the helm. They are 1-6 on the year. At center will be T.J. Vitosh. He's a sophomore, 245 pounds. At the left guard is Esden Weirs. Weirs a senior, 205. Right guard is Micah Folkers. Folkers is a 170-pound senior. At the tight ends, I'll have Caden Sutton, a junior at 210 pounds. Nate Lyons, a senior at 180. Also playing some tight end will be Cooper Morgan, a freshman, at 165. In the offensive backfield for the Griffins, Cooper Ebling is the quarterback. He's a senior, weighs 165 pounds. The running backs are Preston Engelman, a sophomore at 145, and Jason Arnold, 165-pound junior. Those are the offensive starters for the Griffins. Let's take a look at that Griffin defense.
All right. They should be running the 4-3 defense from what I saw in the huddle. So on your down lineman, you got number one, Nate Lyons, senior, 180. Your left guard will be number 10, Caden Sutton, junior, 210. Your right guard will be number 30, Micah Folkers, a senior at 170. And your other defensive end will be number two, Zach Warren, sophomore, 165. Your linebackers should line up. Number five, Hunter Bowling, a freshman at 185. Number three, Jason Arnold, a junior at 165. And number 27, Preston Engelman, a sophomore at 145. And your defensive back will be your senior, Cooper Ebeling, number eight at 165 pounders.
Now look at the offensive starters for the Sacred Heart Irish. At center, Rogan Nautical. Nautical, a senior, 219 pounds. At the left guard, Zach Keepley, 192 and a senior. Right guard, Derek Schwong, he's a senior, 227. At the ends will be Joe Simon, a sophomore, 177, and Jake Freshel, he's a senior at 150. Noticeably absent in that rotation at tight end will be Sam Dunn tonight. He is not in uniform, suffered a foot injury last week, so Dunn will not play tonight. Offensively in the backfield for the Irish, Jacob Jordan, the quarterback, 154 and a senior. Evan Keepley is the halfback. He's a junior, 170 pounds. And the fullback is Tyler Catlin. Catlin, 186 and a senior. Now let's take a look at that Irish defense.
All right, they're going to run your 3-2 defense. And I'm not for sure who they're putting in the backfield for Sam Dunn, but we'll figure that out as we go. But on your defensive line, your end will be Brogan Nocticle, number 25, senior, 220-pounder. He's your returning first-team All-State from the defense. Nose guard, number 68, Derek Schwong, senior, 227-pounders. Defensive end on the other side, number 24, Joe Simon, a sophomore, 177 pounds. Your linebacking crew will be number 33, a senior, Tyler Catlin, 186 pounds. And a junior, number 14, Evan Keithley, 170 pounds. Defensive back will be number 35, Jake Freshel, senior 150. Safety number 9, Jacob Jordan, senior 154. Now here's where I think they'll make the change, but we'll find out. I think they'll put Nicholas Keithley on the line
Knock to go the linebacker and then move Keithley back to the defensive back position.
You got to smile when you come to a place like Del Rodell. Just a few moments ago, I was talking about what a great job the administration and faculty does taking care of us. And,
yep.
Here comes Mr. Meyerly, the superintendent up, says, anything you need at halftime, just go over to the concession. It's on me.
There you go.
He doesn't know that we're on the air.
Yeah.
But the thought was there. We
the
do
thought was there.
We do appreciate the gesture. There's no doubt about that. Having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system, we'll get to meet the players there. I would assume we're going to be having a national anthem following that, and then we should be ready to kick off. So we're going to step aside for a two-minute break here and come back with more of our pregame show, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Del Rodell Griffins, eight-man high school football, coming up right here on KTMC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got one to all selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's over 30, he's over 20, he's over 10, it's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNLP and Sequel Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the five-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Dillon, Nebraska. We're going to have to step aside here again, Aaron, as we're getting set for our national anthem here in Dillon. We'll be back after this one-minute break on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Lynn's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Lynn's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Lynn's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey, softball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Anthem being played here at Dillon High School, the Dillon Rodell Griffins, the Sacred Heart Irish, about set to square away here. Tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Tecumseh as he has Johnson County Central hosting the Freeman Falcons. That one kicking off just right about now also on Sunny 101.3. And, of course, both games can be heard live on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live online here at mscsports.net. Why not give a friend a call, tell them where we're at on the computer, and maybe a grandparent, an aunt, or an uncle, somebody that would enjoy listening to Dell Griffin football tonight, will be able to join us also. Again, that's mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC for tonight's broadcast. The fumble coin was won by Dell Rodell, and the Griffins want to receive the football to start things off. Back deep to return the kickoff is Cooper Ebling. He'll be the deep man waiting near his own 3-yard line. Nautical has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away for the Irish. Rogan Nautical set to come forward to kick it. Ebling waits at the 3. Here comes the kick, and we're underway from Diller. A driving end-over-ender over Ebling's head, into the end zone, out of the end zone, into the infield of the softball field.
That was almost through the uprights.
Yeah, almost got the uprights. Well past second base there.
Yeah.
We have a softball field over in the corner of this thing. Fortunately, it's all grass for the football field. It's not one of those where the football field gets into the dirt. So they'll bring the football out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Griffins will start first and 10. Ebling is the quarterback. Engelman and Arnold are in the backfield with him. Sutton and Lyons are the receivers. Ebling brings him up to the line. He'll come up with hands under center, waiting for the snap. Single setback sets behind him is Arnold. Engelman flanked to the left. Turn, they hand the ball up the middle. Nothing doing. The Irish defense was waiting right there at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got back to the line. May have lost a yard there, Troy.
And, you know, as I say, the Irish are going to come out with a 3-2. They had 6 down linemen there and 2 backs. So a couple white jerseys in the backfield before he ever got to the ball.
They had a single set back behind Ebling, and then they had one flanked out to the left. I think Engelman was the one set behind him. We'll see what they do this time. They'll put 2 wide receivers wide right. Sutton comes wide to the right, and a slot to the right is Arnold. Single setback is Engelman. He stands to the left of Ebling in the backfield. Ebling rolls to his right, wants to throw. Throws the ball in the middle, pass complete. Out across the 20, 25, 30. Midfield near the 40, and out of bounds goes Nate Lyons. He's got the ball all the way out to the 37-yard line, so a big play there for the Griffins.
That was a great play by the Griffins. They spread it out a little bit, and your linebacker, Brogan Nachtigall, coming up to about the 40-yard line, about the 36, I guess, and shoving him out of bounds.
Ebling just dumped that out there to his big tight end who got to the near sideline and picked up a good chunk of yardage. First and 10 now for the Griffins. They work from their own 37-yard line, the ball on the near side hash mark. Dill Rodell going from our left to right, from south to north here at Diller. Ebling is the quarterback. Engelman set behind him. The flanker to the left is Arnold. Ebling takes a snap, pitches the ball back to Engelman. He'll run to his left, gets it forward for a couple, out to around the 39, maybe even the 40. They'll give McGee a 3 on the play, and it'll bring up second down and 7 to go for the Griffins.
Your defensive back, Jake Freshel, coming up to put the hit down low on the receiver. And again, Nachtigall moving back to the linebacker position, did a good job at going out and making them force them run back inside.
Ball squarely in the middle of the field now, on the 40-yard line, halfway between the hash marks. They'll come over the ball. Wide receiver to the right is Sutton, and a slot to the right is Arnold. Single setback, Engelman behind Ebling. Ebling has the snap, looking left. Now he'll run with the football up the middle. Got room inside the 35, inside the 30, and he'll have first down yardage inside the 30, down near the 28 or 29-yard line, and Cooper Ebling is moving the football against this Irish defense.
He is doing a fabulous job, and, you know, again, that's your starter from last year, so he feels comfortable back there, and he just snuck it up the middle for about a 10-yard gain, and Evan Keithley bringing him down for the tackle.
Doug Goltz shouting encouragement to his defense from the near sideline here. Put the football now at the 28-yard line on the far side hash mark, wide side of the field to the right for the Griffins as they go from our left to right. Ebling with the back split behind him this time. Double tight end set for the Griffs. Turns, gives the ball off to Engelman. Engelman will be hit and thrown back right at the line. May have lost half a yard. I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Catlin and Nicholas Keithley getting in on the tackle that time for the Irish. And like you said, Randy, they met him right at the line. So.
Now lost about a half a yard there. It'll be second down and a long 10 now. The football between the 28 and 29-yard line. 9:51 to play first quarter here in Diller. No score yet in the contest. 8-man high school football, the Diller Odell Griffins hosting the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. By Nate Gatula calling your play-by-play. Troy Nelson alongside tonight. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, put a wide receiver wide to the left. Wide to the right side comes Caden Sutton. 2 wide out, single setback is Engelman. Turn, give the ball to Engelman. He tries to run off the left guard, and he'll get maybe a yard, not any more than that, very short yardage. Might have got back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down and about nine to go.
Your nose guard, Derek Schwong, getting into the backfield to interrupt that play, but again, Tyler Catlin getting in on the tackle.
Third down and nine, the ball between the 27 and 28-yard line of the Irish. This drive began at the 15-yard line, and the Griffins have come right up the field here on this Irish defense. Let's see what they do. Arnold comes wide right this time. Engelman sets behind Ebling. Wide out to the left is Sutton. And the ball, no fake, the handoff to Engelman. Back to pass, looking downfield. There's the receiver. The pass is caught. And just shy of the end zone by Jason Arnold. Arnold just kind of stood there for a minute. I think he maybe thought he was in the end zone.
But from what I can see right here, Jake Freshel was your defensive back, and he slipped about the time the ball was coming down, and Jake knew he was beat, so he just grabbed onto an ankle and held on tight and dropped it.
So the ball is going to be spotted at about the 1 yard line?
1 yard line.
At the one. It's dark down there.
Yeah, it is.
I realize there's no lights down there. All right, at the one, first and goal. Griff's come over the football. Ebling is the quarterback. Calls his cadence, pitches the ball back, gives it to Engelman. Engelman tries to run to the left. He'll be wrapped up and dropped. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. He lost about a yard. Engelman is taken down out near the two, and it'll bring up second down and goal.
Looks like we got knocked to goal and Catlin in on the tackle there, along with Jordan.
Not a lot of light down in that north end zone. Football is now at the 2 yard line, second down and goal. Ebling is the quarterback. Split the running backs. No, set to his right this time is Engelman. Takes the handoff. He'll run it himself. Tries to get it in. He'll be hit and dropped again for a loss. This time back out near the 4 or 5 yard line. So that Irish defense has stiffened down here inside the five. They get him at the four. So back-to-back losses of a yard each there, Troy.
Derek Schwong, your nose guard, putting the hit on there and dropping him for the ball.
So to bring up third down now and 4 yards to go. The ball is on the 4 yard line. Third and goal at the four. They huddle up at the 15 yard line. Quarterback Cooper Ebling, 165-pound senior, brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Ebling will be hands under center this time. Split to his right is Jason Arnold. Preston Engelman in the backfield behind him. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, back the pass, thrown into the end zone, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. Who got it there, Troy?
We got too many orange jerseys in the way.
Everybody's around him. Still trying to.
Number one.
Number one made the catch. And that was a 4 yard touchdown pass to Nate Lyons. Made the reception. And the score coming. With 6:54 to play here in the first quarter. Caught by Nate Lyons. That was a nice looking play.
That was it? Yes, that was nice.
All right, nice drive, 65 yards. Line up to go for two. Back to pass, Ebling rolling right. He'll run with the football and he'll carry it in. Ebling carries in. On the run for the two-point conversion, and Dylan Waddell goes on top 8-0 with 6:54 to play in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you with buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas. Here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Diddler, Nebraska. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Jake and Tasha for Weston in Fall City.
That Griffin scoring drive took 10 plays to cover 65 yards, capped off by a 4-yard touchdown pass from Cooper Ebling to Nate Lyons. Ebling carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Griffins go on top 8-0 with 6:54 to play in the first period here at Diller. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. So now Cooper Ebling will tee the football up. Back deep to return it for the Irish is Evan Keithley. He's going to wait around the 10-yard line for it. Heveling is the quarterback. He's also the place kicker, handles kickoff duties. So Heatley stands just inside his own 10. Irish behind here, trailing 8-0, and they haven't had a chance to touch the ball yet. Oh, a short end-over-ender. Goes up and going to be fielded at the 20-yard line. Out across the 25, out to the 28 or 29-yard line. One of the up men,
Peyton Doerr.
Okay, Doerr fielded that one.
Yes.
Got a pretty nice little return out of it. Came back to the middle of the field and got it out to the 29 is where they'll mark it. That's where the Irish will take over. They'll have the football first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Jacob Jordan is the quarterback. Keatley and Catlin are in the backfield with him. Wide to the left comes Jake Freshel. Wide right is Joe Simon. Quarterback Jacob Jordan is in the shotgun. Calls his starting count. Keatley goes in motion. Now we've got flags thrown, and we'll see what this is going to be. Probably a procedure call on the offense.
Yeah.
Somebody was moving, and that'll set the Irish back 5 yards. So things not starting off
there,
real well tonight
no,
for the Irish.
This is, I think this is what, you know, as a coach, your worst fear, you're taking this team lighthearted and not putting in your full effort.
As the storm clouds are brewing in summer.
Man.
Pretty dark looking front of clouds coming in here in Dillard right now. What we can see of them. 5 yard penalty puts the football back now to the 24-yard line, and it'll be first down and 15 yards to go. Jacob Jordan in the shotgun calls his count. Jordan runs the option to his left. He'll keep the football. He's the 30, 35, midfield 40, 35, 30, at the 20. Broke a tackle inside, taken out of bounds inside the 5 yard line. They stopped him just short of the goal line at about the 2 is where he'll be driven out.
Nate Lyons, your defensive end, coming up to put the stop in. He come across the field all the way to put that, shut him out of bounds.
The drive began at the 29-yard line. The 5-yard penalty put it back to the 24, so he ran from the 24 all the way down to the 2. Not a bad run at all.
Not bad.
He'll come up quickly over the football. Jordan on a quarterback sneak. We'll just run it in there standing up. And that'll be a 2-yard touchdown run from 2 yards out for Jacob Jordan. And the Irish answer very quickly after giving up a touchdown on that opening drive. This score coming with 6:39 to play here in the first quarter. Now we'll line up for the two-point conversion. High formation. Keatley in the top of the eye. Catlin is the fullback. Pitch it back to Keatley. He'll carry it in around the left end for the 2 points. And Keatley carries in for the two-point conversion. We're all tied up at 8 with 6:39 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dillard, Nebraska here. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. In Auburn, you can see Jake and Tasha, or in Fall City, you can see Weston.
Took just 2 plays to go 61 yards for the Irish to answer that first score. It was capped with a 2-yard touchdown carry on a quarterback sneak by Jacob Jordan. Evan Keatley carried in for the 2-point conversion. We're tied at 8 with 6:39 to play in the first quarter. Again, the scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Nautical has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, set to kick it away. Comes forward. This one again goes into the end zone, out of the end zone. No chance for a return there by Cooper Ebling. And once again, they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. So now the question on everybody's minds, if you're an Irish fan, is will Zach Hart make the defensive adjustments they need to stop what happened last time?
Yes. I mean, that was, again, not the way you want your number 14 coming out.
When you got most of your players going both ways, there isn't a chance to come over and talk to your defense over there. All right, Ebling is the quarterback. Single setback is Engelman. Ebling takes a snap. Gives to Engelman. He tries to run the left. Got a little bit of running room. He'll get it out across the 15, out near the 17 or 18-yard line. He'll be taken down there.
Jordan and Catlin in on the tackle for the Irish there for about a 2-yard gain.
So now we'll spot the football. Call it the 17-yard line. Now we'll give him 3. Call it the 18. Second down and 7 yards to go. Gain of 3 on the carry. As Zebling splits Sutton wide to the right, and a slot to the right side sets Jason Arnold. Behind the quarterback, Ebling, is Engelman. Ebling has the snap, sets in the pocket, goes out to the left, pass in and out of the hands of his receiver. Caden Sutton was the intended receiver. The defenders were there.
Yep.
Sutton just could not find the handle on the ball. It hit him right in the hands.
Yep, the Irish had that one well covered that time. Jordan coming up and hitting him as the ball, again, just kind of sailed over the top of him.
Clock stops with the incompleted pass. 6:09 to play in the first quarter. We're tied at 8 each here in Diller. The Griffins of Diller-Odell and the Sacred Heart Irish playing tonight in Diller. The Griffins break their huddle back near the 5 and come up to the football, facing 3rd down and 7 to go from the 18-yard line. Wide set. 2 wide outs to either side. Empty backfield for Ebling. Ebling rolls to his right. Here comes pressure. Throws the ball over the middle. Nearly intercepted. Ball knocked away by Evan Keithley. The intended receiver was Caden Sutton.
And Sutton kind of slipped on the turf right there, but Keithley was in perfect position. And again, him right in the hands, maybe he should have had that.
That would have had 6 all wrapped up with a bow on it if he had caught that one. So the incomplete pass brings up 4th down and 7 now from the 18-yard line. Punting situation for the Griffins. Back deep to return the punt for the Irish is Jake Freshel. He's going to wait near his own 30-yard line. Who we got in the punt? Can you see there?
Should be Ebling.
Ebling is the punter.
Yep.
He'll stand at his own 5.
Oh, he moved.
Movement, that'll back him up 5 yards, and now he'll be punting from his own goal line. Clock shows 6:05 to play here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, we're all tied at 8 apiece. Diller-Odell, the Griffins scored on their first possession. They put together a 10-play, 65-yard drive. Now, in his own end zone at the goal line, stands Cooper Ebling to kick. Back deep, Jake Freshel waits at his own 30. There's the punts away. Freshel's going to field it. Bounces in front of him, picks it up at the 33. He's out to the 35, comes to his left of the 40. 35 at the 30. Broke a tackle there. Inside the 20, and now he'll be taken down near the 20-yard line. Just inside the 20, near the 19, it'll be 1st and 10 for the Irish, and they'll begin this drive with outstanding field position.
Well, this will be great field position for them. Jason Arnold coming up and getting the tackle for the Griffins.
The football inside the 20 on the left side hash mark. That's the nearest hash mark to us. We're on the east side of the field. Sacred Heart moving right to left, north to south. Jacob Jordan splits Joe Simon wide right. Out to the left is Evan Keithley. Empty backfield for Jordan. Keithley in motion. They flip it to Keithley coming from left to right. He reverses, comes back to his left, and he'll take it in 19 yards for the touchdown. Evan Keithley from 19 yards out, a one play, 19-yard drive for Evan Keithley as he ran it in there.
And that play was set up again by that great punt return by Jake Freshel down to the 19-yard line.
And this score comes with 5:43 to play here, still in the first quarter. Now the Irish get lined up to go for the 2-point conversion. Up right now 14-8. Wide left comes Freshel. Jordan pitches the ball back to Keithley. He'll run to the left and take it in. Keithley carries in for the 2-point conversion. And the Irish go on top now 16-8, leading Diller-Odell. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all 3 locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Diller, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. In Auburn, you can see Jake and Tasha, or in Fall City, you can see Weston.
Well, it took the Irish just one play to cover the 19 yards after that nice return. Evan Keithley carried in from 19 yards out. Keithley also carried for the two-point conversion, and now with 5:43 to play in the first period, the Irish go up 16-8, leading the Diller Odell Griffins. The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Rogan Nautical has the ball teed at the 30, ready to kick it away. Back deep, I assume we've got Cooper Ebeling.
Yep, Ebeling.
Ebeling waits at his goal line. So far, Nautical's been kicking it into the end zone and through the end zone. Let's see what he does this time. Nautical comes forward. Here's his kick. Another driving end over ender, well into the end zone, lands in the back half of it, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. So, after a successful first drive there for the Griffins, when they spent 10 plays to go 65 yards right up the field, they weren't able to move it on their second possession. The Irish, on both of their possessions, have made pretty quick work of things here.
Yeah.
A two-play drive for 61 yards and a one-play drive for 19 yards. So let's see what happens this time as the Griffins come over the football at the 15-yard line. Wide to the right side comes Caden Sutton, and a slot to the right is Jason Arnold. Engelman sets in the backfield with Ebeling. Ebeling runs the option, pitches back to Engelman. No place to go. Two defenders were there. They were all over Engelman before he could even get started, and he'll actually lose yardage on the play.
Tyler Catlin and Joe Simon. And again, they shed their blockers, and they hit the defensive back about the same time the ball was pitched to him.
Preston Engelman is a 145-pound sophomore, and he had a couple of big defenders on him before he could even get started.
Yeah.
Loss on the play puts the ball back to the 13-yard line. It's second down and 12 yards to go. Engelman sets behind Ebeling. Two wideouts to the left side of the field this time in a spread formation. Oh, here's a little reverse back to pass the ball. Getting hit back there. Now scrambling near the end zone. And he's going to be hit in the end zone.
He got rid of it.
Got rid of it. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. They had him wrapped up trying to throw the ball with Nate Lyons. Lyons had flanked out wide. Now a flag is thrown. This may be grounding.
Grounding. But you're in the end zone now.
So it'll be a two-point safety.
Two-point safety. There it is.
All right. Two-point safety for the Irish. And that happens with 5:01 to play here in the first quarter. And now our score goes 18-8 with the Irish in command. And the Griffins will have to kick the football back to the Irish. Sacred Heart, after a safety, will get possession of the football. They'll have the option of punting it here if they want to. That's what usually they do.
The Sacred Heart defense there on that play was all over that.
Who got it back there in the backfield?
It was Joe Simon.
Simon made the hit.
There were three white jerseys in their end zone, but it was eventually Simon that brought him down.
So, a two-point safety for the Irish makes it 18-8. Griffins huddling up to try and get their feet back under them and talk this thing over. They'll have a free kick from the 15-yard line. For the Irish, waiting at his own 25 will be Jake Freshel. You know, the up men are thinking, I'd like to run this one back too.
Yes.
They saw a short one earlier. Is it Ebeling that will be handling the punting? I think so.
I think so, yeah. Well, no. Looks like Nate Lyons.
Lyons is going to do it. Okay.
And you look at his left hand, he's got a big old cast on it.
I
didn't notice that till now.
Lots of discussion here. Nate Lyons, 180-pound senior, will punt it. Everybody just kind of standing around in a huddle. What are we doing?
Yeah, I was going to say, Diller, there you go. Now they break. It looked like they didn't.
Yeah, didn't know what was coming on.
Yeah.
Here's the punt.
Oh, and that's not a good one.
On the side of the foot, going to be a fair catch call for the 39-yard line, making the fair catch for the Irish.
Will Ewers.
Ewers, got it. All right, Ewers.
Yeah.
He says, I'll just catch it right here, coach. Called a fair catch and made it. And the Irish will begin this drive in Griffin territory at between the 38 and 39-yard line. First and 10, Sacred Heart. Right smack dab in front of our broadcast point here at the 39-yard line. Jacob Jordan brings him up to the line. Jake Freshel comes wide left. Jordan with an empty backfield. Now in motion comes Keekley from right to left. Jordan rolls right. He tries to turn the corner with the speed, and he'll get the ball upfield across the 35, inside the 35, down near the 33-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 6 on the carry.
Looks like for the tackle here, first time I've had to look numbers up, Right. Prestine Engelman and Micah Folkers.
First tackle.
Yeah.
The ball is going to be spotted at the 33. Give him a gain of 6 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go from the 33 of the Griffins. The ball is on the far side hash mark. The white side of the field is to Jacob Jordan's left here. Jordan in the backfield with Tyler Catlin flanked out to the left. Jake Freshel. Here comes in motion is Keithley. Jordan is back to pass. Sets. Has time. Going down the sideline for Keithley. Just overthrows him in the end zone. Keithley was behind the defender. Had a couple of steps on him. Jordan just overthrew him down in the end zone. Slightly overthrown. The pass falls incomplete.
But yeah, he had him in stride just a little bit over him.
Riley Nelson checks into the lineup now as the fullback. Nelson checks in. Evan Keithley comes to the sideline. Joe Simon brings the play in from the side here. Also coming out of the ballgame now for Sacred Heart, Nicholas Keithley. Single setback in the backfield behind Jordan. Calling his count. Jordan rolls to the left, pitches back to his trailing back. Dragging tacklers with him is Tyler Catlin. Yeah. Catlin had a couple of defenders hanging on him, and they hit him in the backfield. He managed to turn it into about a 1 yard gain.
In on the tackle there for the Griffins, we got number 35, which is Edson Weirs.
Ball spotted down at the 32-yard line, fourth down and a long 3 yards to go at the 32. We'll see what they do here. The Irish on fourth down, leading 18-8. They'll come up and go after it at the 32. High formation. Evan Keithley in the top of the eye. Handoff goes to Keithley. He runs to the right side, has the first down and more. Dives inside the 25, down near the 22 or 23, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Irish. Spot the football at the 23-yard line. At the 23, first down and 10, Sacred Heart. Fox shows 3:16 to play here in the first quarter. 18-8 our score, Irish up by 10. Sacred Heart comes over the football. Jacob Jordan calls his count. Sets in the pocket. Wants to throw. Has a pass complete out to the left to Joe Simon. Simon's got it down to about the 11-yard line. He's dropped there, but enough for a first down for Simon.
Preston Engelman coming up to get the tackle, but Simon stays inbounds. The clock continues to run.
So now the ball is at the 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Irish on the left hash mark. Sacred Heart going right to left, north to south here. Jacob Jordan is your quarterback. I think Nelson's back in as a running back now. Splitting out to the right goes Evan Keithley. Quarterback, Jordan, puts Nelson to the left as a flanker. Back to pass. Jordan rolling right, looking into the end zone. Now throws to the end zone, and the pass is going to be complete. Is that Keithley?
Keithley.
And we were at the 11, so that will be an 11-yard touchdown pass. Complete to Evan Keithley for the TD.
Cooper Ebeling in on the coverage for the Griffins.
That score came with 2:33 to play. 2:33 to play here still in the first quarter. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Running the ball into the end zone, and he got in. Jordan. Carries it in for the two-pointer. Jordan on the carry makes it now 26-8. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dream about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, South City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Diller, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. In Auburn, you can see Jake and Sasha, or in Fall City, you can see Weston.
That Irish scoring drive took 6 plays to cover 38 yards, capped off with an 11-yard pass from Jacob Jordan to Evan Keithley. Jordan then carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Irish now go up 26-8 with 2:33 to play in the first period. nautical has it teed at the 30, getting set to kick it away. And back deep this time is Ebling, waiting to return it. Ebling will wait at his own 2-yard line. Nautical, he's just routinely going to kick it out of the ballpark here.
Yep.
That one actually landed outside the back of the end zone. That's the longest one yet. So Nautical will make sure there will be no returns of any kickoffs tonight here. So, again, the Griffins now trailing 26-8 will take over at their own 15-yard line. 2:33 left to play here in the first quarter at Diller, Nebraska. John Nixon is in Tecumseh tonight. Johnson County Central hosting the Freeman Falcons. We'll try and get a scoring update for you on that later. We'll be trading scores with John here and letting him know how we're doing in Diller. Here come the Griffins over the football. Ebling with wide receivers to either side. To the near side comes Jason Arnold. Ebling hands the ball out. The ball is loose and fumbled. Going to be picked up and recovered. Getting the football is Jake Freshall.
Yep.
And the Irish come up with the ball at the 19-yard line. And that, if you're the Diller O'Dell Griffins, that is absolutely the last thing in the world you wanted to happen.
Yep. And again, back to what you said earlier, their opening drive, they did what they needed to do. And now the Irish has just kind of changed the game because they went from a safety to a fumble.
Yeah. And now Sacred Heart takes over with excellent field position. They begin this at the 19-yard line. They started to drive at the 19 just a little while ago, and it only took one play. Let's see what they do. Jordan gives it to Keithley. Keithley runs to his left, the corner, and he'll take it in again from 19 yards.
Got a flag.
Okay, a flag on the play. Let's see what this is going to be. He went into the left corner of the end zone, but a flag is thrown back out here near the 20. Have to see what the call is going to be, waiting for the white hat to meet up with his
against the Irish
officiating crew. It's going to go against Sacred Heart. Holding is the call, so that negates what was about almost another 19-yard one play drive there by Keithley.
Yeah.
So the holding penalty is going to back the football out. They'll march off penalty yardage out to the 30-yard line. Actually, the football just inside the 30 now on the near hash mark. Clock shows 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, Sacred Heart is up 26-8, leading the Diller O'Dell Griffins 26-8. These same two schools are going to meet up in volleyball Saturday. They'll be playing in the Pioneer Conference Tournament.
Yes.
That'll be a good one, I think.
Hosted by Sacred Heart.
Yep, that's right. Here we go, inside the 30, first and 10, Jacob Jordan. Man in motion, Keithley. Jordan back to pass. Going to the left sideline. Freshall made the reception inside the 15 at the 14. Nice job by Jake Freshall to come down there.
Man, to catch that and keep his feet in bounds because your defensive back, number 8, there was all over him shoving him out of bounds, Ebling, and he did a fantastic job keeping his feet in.
So now the football will be at the 14-yard line. Gain of 5 on the carry. Oh, no, more than that because of the penalty yardage. The original line of scrimmage was a 19.
Yeah.
Second down and 5 at the 14 is where they'll mark it. Bringing the play in from the sideline here for the Irish now comes Nicholas Keithley. Wide receiver splitting wide right is Evan Keithley. Slot right is Jake Freshall. Back to pass, Jacob Jordan from the 14. Jordan bouncing around back here, setting up. Has all night to throw the ball. Now a big collision.
There
you have a flag thrown, pass interference.
Two different flags.
The intended receiver there was Jake Freshall, and he got hit hard before the ball arrived. So we'll have defensive pass interference called down inside the 5-yard line. Lots of contact there. Boy.
Jordan had all day.
Boy, he had time to set up, build a campfire, cook a hot dog, and still score.
He was dancing so much back there. He was just being as patient as can be, waiting for the receiver to get open.
All the time in the world back there in the backfield for Jacob Jordan to throw that pass. Well, now what are we doing here? Okay. Marking the ball out to the 7 is where they'll put it. And it'll be first and goal for the Irish at the 7-yard line. Jacob Jordan calls his count. Gives the ball straight ahead to Catlin. Catlin goes into the middle of the line and gets thrown back. He'll have a gain, though, inside the 5, down near the 3-yard line, it looks like.
Had about 3 jerseys, orange jerseys there, shoving them backwards. Michael Falkers, Preston Engelman, and Cooper Ebeling.
Second down and goal now at the 3. Nicholas Keithley brings in the play from the sideline. He'll come in and replace Joe Simon. Jordan on second and goal at the 3. Splits Jake Freshel wide right, Evan Keithley wide left. Single setback is Catlin to his right in the backfield. Turns, gives the ball off to Catlin. Catlin fights his way into the end zone. Touchdown. And that will be a 3-yard touchdown run by Tyler Catlin for the TD. And the Irish go up now 32-8. And that score coming with 1:06 to play. Still in the first quarter here, Troy.
Yeah,
lots of fireworks, and we're still in the first quarter. All right, Catlin scores from 3 yards out. Now we'll line up for the two-point conversion. Jordan throws out to his left, and in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. The pass falls incomplete. Joe Simon couldn't find the handle. Falls incomplete, so our score now goes 32-8. Irish on top, 1:06 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dillard, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. In Fall City, you can see Weston. In Auburn, you can see Jake or Tasha.
Well, that Irish drive took 5 plays to cover 19 yards. Tyler Catlin carried the ball in from 3 yards out for the touchdown. The conversion attempt failed, and now the score stands 32-8. Irish on top. With 1:06 to play, still in the first quarter.
You know, as many running plays as we've had, this first quarter seemed to drag out forever.
Sure does, yeah. All right, Nautical has a tee to the 30. Ebeling is back waiting inside the 5 for the kickoff. Nautical's kicked every one of them so far tonight out of the end zone and into the baseball outfield over here. Let's see what he does with this one. Been consistent. Nautical comes forward, and he booms another one, end over ender, and this one is going to land out of the back of the end zone at the base of the upright. He's close to kicking a field goal
here. He's close.
That's pretty good kick out there. So, the Griffins will take the football over with 1:06 to play here in the first quarter, trailing 32-8. Irish came in here 6-1. The Griffs 1-6, so things kind of starting to unfold the way we had maybe expected here tonight.
Yep.
Let's see what the Griffins can get going, although they did come out in that first drive and walk right down the field.
Right.
Here come the Griffins. Cooper Ebeling, the quarterback. He splits Jason Arnold wide right. Ebeling is back to pass, throws out here, pass nearly picked off.
Yep.
Intended receiver was Caden Sutton, but good defense on the part of the Irish.
Evan Keithley in on coverage there, but now Joe Simon was in the quarterback space there to rush that pass.
Incomplete pass brings the ball back to the 15-yard line. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Griffins. My name is Randy Gatua. Alongside Troy Nelson tonight, we're live from Dillard, Nebraska. The Dillard Griffins hosting the Sacred Heart Irish here on KTNC. All right, here come the Griffins over the football. Back to pass, Ebeling, and under pressure, just needed to try and get rid of it. He had a receiver in the area, but, man, he had pressure in his face all over him.
Shawong and Simon, the double S's, teaming up on that left side and just driving him backwards and wrapping him up before he had a chance to do anything.
Well, in Cooper's defense, he's not getting a whole lot of protection there. They're getting through that offensive line and getting to him almost as quickly as he gets the football. Not much chance to do anything with it. They'll put it back out to the 15-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go. Griffin's huddled way back in their own end zone. Long trot up there to come back to the line of scrimmage. Ebeling will split his backs behind him this time. Arnold and Engelman. Engelman to the right, Arnold to the left. Back to pass. Ebling, rolling right. Downfield, always got a receiver. Pass on. Complete to Nate Lyons. A flag is thrown. Lyons is going to take it for the touchdown, but we've got a flag thrown.
That's probably going to be on your defensive pass interference.
I would,
for touchdown.
That's what I would expect. Let's wait and see what the flag's going to be. I didn't, because the offense guy was just going for the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, defensive pass interference. That'll be a 65-yard pass play to Nate Lyons. And that's Nate's second touchdown of the evening. So, anybody that thought maybe the Griffins are going to go away?
No, they got some fight in them. And again, this is what Coach Cole said on the
score came with 47 seconds.
He thought the defensive backs would get tested tonight, and they are.
Here in the first quarter, 47 seconds. Try for the two-point conversion.
Oh,
rolling
fake
to the left, Ebling. No, they pitch it to a trailing back and did not get in. It failed. So our score now is 32-14. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Diller, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Falls City and Auburn. See Weston in Falls City or Jake and Tasha in Auburn.
Well, took the Griffins just three plays to go 65 yards, a 65-yard touchdown pass from Ebling to Nate Lyons. A conversion attempt failed, and now our score goes 32-14. Still with 47 seconds to play in the first quarter, Troy.
I got a scoring update here for you. It's tied at 16 between Freeman and JCC, 10 minutes left in the second quarter.
That game being heard live over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon, I think, is Freshel working with him tonight? I'm not sure. Tom Bartek.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's over there with him.
Didn't you make their pretty picture for him?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was.
I say pretty picture. You have a fabulous job on that end, too.
Ball is teed up at the 30-yard line. They're set to kick it away. Back deep to return it. Freshel? Jake Freshel is the deep man. Here's the kick. Oh, a short one. Going to be fielded by Dorr again. He's going to break across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Dorr got his second kickoff return of the night. Got this one down inside the 40. He'll have the Irish beginning this possession in Griffin territory.
And the way he took that and he got up 6 or 7 yards, it looked like he was going to make it.
So, mark the football at the 39-yard line of the Griffins. First and 10 for the Irish. Jacob Jordan trots back out onto the field.
This is the fourth drive in a row that the Irish are starting in Diller territory.
Now, 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Irish are up 32-14. Jacob Jordan has the snap. Back to pass. Rolling to his left. Now looking downfield for Keithley. He'll keep it. Breaks the tackle at the 30. Inside the 30. Down to the 22-yard line goes Jacob Jordan. Jordan did a great job there avoiding the tackler.
Just watching him run in that open field. Caden Sutton and Evelyn in on the tackle for the Griffins.
That was at the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish at the 22 of the Griffins. On the hash mark. In from the east side. Sacred Heart going right to left, north to south there. How much time we got left?
We got 22 seconds.
All right. Can't see from our seat spot the scoreboard.
That's
the
only
the
negative
defense
thing about this press box.
Wow. There we go. Keeping the ball is Jordan. Tucks it inside at the 10. That's a 5, and he'll go in standing up.
Yeah.
The line of scrimmage was the 22. Is that where we were?
Yep.
22-yard line. So it'll be a 22-yard run for Jacob Jordan. And that makes our score now 38-14. What's the time there, Troy?
We got 7 seconds.
7 seconds to play in the first quarter. Now we'll line up and go for the two-point conversion. Two wideouts to the right, Freshel and Keithley. Calling his count, Jordan. He'll keep it himself and run into the middle standing up. Jordan, carries in for the 2-point. And now our score is 40-14. Irish on top with 7 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank Ag Lender set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Diller, Nebraska here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn and Weston in Fall City.
Just 2 plays to go 39 yards. Jacob Jordan carried in from 22 yards out. Jordan then carried in for the 2-point conversion. Makes it 40-14. Irish on top with 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Nautical again has a tee at the 30. Ready to kick it out of here. There's his kick once again, driving end over ender, and just routinely kicking it out of the end zone now. Boy, that's a weapon, you know, especially if you're facing a team that has a return man.
Yep.
Never, ever give him an opportunity to just kick it out of the ballpark.
And just take that totally out of the playbook for him.
Don't care how good your center fielder is, if the ball's landing 6 rows into the bleachers.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do.
So they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, trailing now 40-14. The Griffins will try and get something going here. 7 seconds left to play. This will probably be the final play of the quarter. Ebling with split backs behind him. Arnold and Engelman. Arnold to the left, Engelman to the right. And he tried to hand the ball up the middle. Nothing there. Irish defense is waiting. They'll get him for a loss of a play. That'll be the end of the first quarter. So after one period, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Dillardell Griffins 40-14. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Be back after this 1-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you here in Diller, Nebraska. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Dillardell Griffins 40-14. And Troy, after the Griffins went right down the field on their first possession to go up 8-0, it's been pretty much all Irish ever since. They did have that big 65-yard pass play when Ebling found Nate Lyons to put up another score, but we're sitting at 40-14, getting set to move into the second quarter, and for some reason, kind of an extended break here between the first and second quarters. I'm not sure. It's not that hot for water.
No, 61 degrees. This is beautiful weather out here.
Anyway, we're ready to move to second quarter action, and here to describe the play-by-play for you is Troy Nelson.
All right, the Griffins in their home orange jerseys trotting from the far end down to the north end now as we've flip the field. Second down and 11 for the Griffins. Ball spotted right at their 14-yard line. Ebeline is in the shotgun. One back behind him is Arnold. Snap is away. The quick throw out to the right side. He's going to be shoved out of bounds for about a 5-yard gain. Your receiver is Arnold.
And Tyler Catlin made the solo tackle. Catlin wrapped him up and took him out of bounds on the far sideline.
I'm having trouble right now with those small numbers on the black jersey. The three and the eight are messing me up.
Notice how easy I gave up the play-by-play duties in the second quarter. It's dark down there on that north end.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Ebeline from the shotgun. You got two receivers to the right and two to the left. We got Lyons and Arnold to the left. Snap is away, and it's a low one. Takes a good bounce and comes right back to him. And he scrambles to his left and gets it away, but it falls incomplete. The ball intended for Jason Arnold.
Over there on the coverage for the Irish, Jake Freshel had him covered like a glove. Had that ball been on the mark, I'm pretty sure Freshel was ready to deal with it.
Brings up fourth down and about six now for the Griffins. Ball spotted on their own 18-yard line. Your center, T.J. Vitosh, goes out of the game, so you got a different center in right now. So this would be your long snapper. Your Eberlein set up to punt from about his own 5-yard line. Snap is away. It's low, takes a bounce, and he gets it away, but it's moving to the left side. He bounces about to 33 and going to stop in around 35.
They'll spot the ball around just inside the 35 at the 34-yard line. That's where the Irish will start this drive, first and 10. Clock shows 11:41 to play. We're only 29 seconds into the quarter here, 11:41, and the Irish get the ball back, leading 40-14.
All right, Coach Goltz whispering the play in your quarterback Jake Jordan's helmet. He trots out to the huddle. Irish break the huddle. You got Jake Freshel to the right, Keith Lee and Simon to the left. Shotgun formation with Catlin behind Jordan. Jordan moves to his left, drops back to pass, and he's got Freshel wide open. Freshel with the 20, the 10. In for the touchdown is Jake Freshel.
46 yards on that one.
A one play.
Yeah, 46-yard pass. And it went to Jake Freshel, right?
Yep, Jake Freshel. Again, one play. They set up the option. He kind of didn't even try to fake it to Catlin. Freshel had about three steps on that defensive back, and Jordan just let it fly. Again, touchdown with 11:31 left here in the second quarter. The Irish are up 46-14. Setting up for the two-point conversion. Freshel goes under your center, knocked the goal, and he's going to give the ball to Keithley at the top of the eye, and Keithley's going to be stopped for the denied for your two-point conversion. So with 11:31 left in the second quarter, the Irish lead 46-14. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1230.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, with 11:31 to play here in the second quarter, the Irish now go up 46-14 on a 46-yard touchdown pass. Jacob Jordan to Jake Freshel. The scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
I got a scoring update from out west for you. The KBBN radio station in Broken Bow are having the Sergeant Sandhill Stedford game against Pleasanton. Sandhill Stedford is up 44-6. With about 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Sandhill Stedford, been there, done
You've
that.
You've been there last year, yes. That's a nice drive.
That worked off of a flatbed trailer.
Knocked a goal, set the kick from the 30-yard line. Kick in a different direction this time to see if he can get it to the end zone. And Eberlein set up on his one, and it goes into the end zone. So touchback again for knocked a goal.
So they'll bring the ball out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Diller O'Dell Griffins will begin this drive, trailing now 46-14. And if you're just tuning in, we're live tonight from Diller, Nebraska. Diller O'Dell Griffins play their home football games in Diller. The Sacred Heart Irish on the road. Irish came in here tonight 6-1. Diller O'Dell 1-6. Their only win has been over Parkview Christian, right?
Nope, Omaha Christian.
Omaha Christian, yes.
Yep.
OCA.
All right, Griffins break the huddle. Eberlein's going to be in a shotgun formation, setting up behind him. Looks like we got Lyons. And the give is to right there, and he's going to be met hard at the line of scrimmage.
Big hit there by Tyler Catlin. Ball was carried that time by Engelman, and Catlin got the tackle on him.
I got Tristan Rosenbaugh, number 7, carrying that ball.
Really? They must 27.
All right. So second down and 11 for the Griffins. Eveline's going to come up under center. And now you got Engelman alone in the backfield. In the fake to Engelman. Eveline right to the right side. And it's going to be intercepted by Jordan. Did he stay in bounds? He caught that ball.
Yep, he got
on
it.
A dive, going out of bounds. And they do give him the interception, Jacob Jordan.
At the 32-yard line of the Griffins. Jordan comes up with that. Did a good job getting his feet down as he landed out of bounds after he got his feet down inbounds. So, Sacred Heart will once again, for about the umpteenth time, just start with incredible field position. They'll have the ball first and 10, working from the 32-yard line of the Griffins with 10:46 to play, still in the first half, and our score standing at 46-14.
All right, the Irish still have their full starters in on offense. All right, you got Evan Keithley, White to your right. Shotgun formation, Jordan gives to Tyler Catlin straight up the middle. Catlin's going to carry about 3 jerseys, about 7 yards maybe.
And there on the tackle, T.J. Vitosh on the stop. Michael Folkers also had a piece of the tackle. T.J. Vitosh, just a sophomore, 245 pounds, pretty good size sophomore.
Yeah. Bringing the play in from the sideline is Nicholas Keithley. Catlin set wide to the right. The pitch to Evan Keithley to the right side, and he's got lots of open field, but there's a flag on the play. Touchdown, Irish, but again, flag on the play.
Line of scrimmage was about the 27 there, but let's see what the flag's going to be. I think they're going to bring it back.
In that area, it's probably a holding. There it is, holding against the Irish. Okay, bring the play back.
Well, that's the second scoring play that's been called back tonight by a holding penalty. Earlier we had a long pass play that was negated. Bring the football back out now to the 27-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be second down, about 6 yards to go at the 27. Clock shows 9:47 to go here in the second quarter.
All right, Irish have the ball, second down and 5 on the Griffin 27-yard line. Joe Simon bringing the play in from the sideline. Irish in their home white tops, green bottoms with green numbers. Keithley's going to squeeze a slight to the right. Shotgun formation is Jordan, fakes to Catlin. He's got plenty of time again. Now he's going to be run to the right. He's got a little bit of open field. Cuts back to the left, into the center. He does a little spin drill, and he's going to be brought down around the 10-yard line.
Super job of running the football. Started out to the right, then reversed himself and went back across the left before finally being tripped up by Micah Folkers over there for the Griffins.
So first down, Irish. Right on the outside of the 10. Nope, they're going to call it first and goal now. First and goal for the Irish right at the 10. Jordan under center of Noctigal. Catlin and Keithley in the eye. Snap is away to give to Catlin on the right side. No, Jordan kept it. That was a nice fake, and he can't pitch it, so he's going to have to keep it and run, and they're trying to hold him up and strip it, but they're not going to get it done. Jordan's maybe going to get 1 yard on that carry.
Caden Sutton makes a stop on him right at about the 10. I think you're going to about have to call that no gain.
No gain.
Still second down and goal. The ball now on the 10-yard line.
All right, Nicholas Keithley coming off. Jake Freshel bringing the play in. Coach Golds having a talk with Nicholas Keithley. And this is, doing a great job of coaching right here on the sideline, telling them, all right, here's what we need to do next time. Irish break the huddle, knock the goal as your center, shotgun formation, Catlin slot back to the right, fake to Catlin. Jordan's going to go to the right side, and he squirts it into the end zone around that right corner down there where it's dark.
It'll be a 10-yard touchdown run by Jacob Jordan, and that puts our score 52-14.
8:08 left here in the second quarter. Irish set up for the 2-point conversion. All right, and Nicholas Keithley bringing the play in. Jogging to the north end zone here again. As you heard Randy say earlier, there's not a lot of light back there. It has nothing to do with age. It's just darkness. Jordan comes up under center on this time. He's tapping knock the goal, letting him know he's there, and he's going to drop it back to throw. Jake Fresh was wide open in the end of the end zone. Two-point conversion, good for the Irish. 8:08 left, 54-14. You're listening to high school football on AM 1230, FM 107.1.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
That scoring drive took Sacred Heart just 5 plays to go 31 yards. Jacob Jordan carried in on a run from 10 yards out. Jordan then completed the 2-point conversion pass to Jake Freshel, and the Irish are now up 54-14, 8:08 to play in the second quarter. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
Knocked a goal, has the ball set on the 30-yard line for the Irish. They break their huddle. Set up on the goal line is Connor Ebeling. Here's your right-footed kicker. The ball is up and away. Oh, this one might fall a little short. Oh, right at the goal line, but he's bringing it out. Ebeling brings it out of the end zone. Brings up to the 10, the 15, and he's going to be brought down around the 15-yard line.
There to make the tackle, Will Ewers. First man to wrap him up. Had help from some others, but Ewers led the way.
The 16-yard line.
Looked to me like he was in the end zone.
It did to me, too.
Let him bring it out.
Yeah. And again, that's where it's dark back there, but it sure looked like he was on the other side of that orange goal line. But anyway, first and 10 Griffins on their 16-yard line, so the best field position to start for them for the night. Again, 8:02 left here in the second quarter. Griffins break the huddle. You got two receivers to your left, Engelman and Arnold. Shotgun formation is Ebeling. Dropping back to pass. Lets it go. Ooh, bat it down. Intended for number one, Nate Lyons, but Noctegal from his linebacker position to knock it down.
Noctegal almost gathered that one in for a pick six, but he broke on the pass just right in front of Lyons. The intended receiver just could not quite gather it in to get down the sideline.
But, yeah, Randy, you're right. He's usually your defensive end moving back to linebacker tonight because of the injury to Sam Dunn. You would have thought he would have said, I'm going to take this one to the house. But, anyway, falls incomplete. Ebeling, shotgun formation, two receivers to the far side, the right side. Snap is away, dropping back to pass. Sets up a little screen pass, but the Lions catches the ball on the screen, but, again, a white jersey right there as soon as he caught it.
Tyler Catlin had him wrapped up before he could even get started. They'll lose yardage on the play. Spot the football back down to the 15-yard line is where they'll mark it.
Man.
Yeah, 15.
Not a bad little play there for the Griffins, but you can see it coming. And, again, the white jersey's reading it all the way and just handled it perfectly.
Third down, about 11 or 12 to go here now from the 15-yard line. Big third down play here for the Griffins.
7:20 left in the second quarter, 54-14 the Irish. The Griffins again, third and 11. Shotgun formation is Connor Ebeling. Snap is away. Moving out to his right, he's getting flushed, and he's just going to unload it deep, and it's not going to be catchable for anybody.
That kid's got a cannon for an arm.
And he was on the run, on a dead sprint,
halfway to Odell.
Yeah, because that landed on that landed on the Irish 30, so that was a good 50-yard pass on a dead run. Incomplete. Brings up fourth down now for the Griffins. All right, again, they're on their own 15, fourth and 11. Vitosh does not go out this time, so the center stays in. So he's going to be your long snapper unless they decide to go for it. No, they're dropping back to punt. Ebeling's going to stand at right around his goal line. All right, Jake Freshel set to return. He's on his own 35. Snap is away. Punt is away. Keithley almost in there to block it, but Freshel moves back to his 30. He's got some running room now coming up to the right side. He's going to skirt down the sideline and be pushed out of bounds and around the 25.
Over there to knock him out of bounds for Diller Odell was Jason Arnold, But again, the Irish with the short field, they'll start inside the 30-yard line around the 28. That's where we'll have the ball first and 10, 6:53 to play in the first half, and our score, 54-14, Irish on top.
And as you just said, Randy, inside Griffin's territory already from their 28, but this is the sixth time out of eight possessions the Irish have had the ball starting in Griffin territory. All right, Irish still have their full varsity in. Shotgun formation is Jordan. He fakes to Keithley in motion and throws it over to Catlin. Catlin's going to catch it around the 20, goes down to the 10, inside the 5, and I don't see a sign. Yes, touchdown, Irish. Wow. 28-yard pass from Jordan to the fullback, Tyler Catlin, for a touchdown. So it's 6:44 now left in the second quarter. Irish are up 60-14. And here's where we get to be a little bit fun. I think we're going to go for the traditional PAT.
Oh, really?
Yep, Jordan's going to be... Nope, we got a flag. Had an illegal substitution. One of the Irish players didn't get out of the huddle in time. But anyway, the Irish like to do this when they got a big lead. They're letting Octagon kick a traditional PAT. All right, so... Will Ewers is your long snapper.
He's got the leg for it, we know that.
Will Ewers is the long snapper. Jordan is your holder. He's going to hold it right at the 15-yard line. Knock the goals, set, snap away, ball's down, kick is up, and it's no good. It's wide to the right. So the PAT is incomplete. With 6:44 left here in the second quarter, the Irish lead 60-14. You're listening to the High School Football on AM 1230, FM 107.1.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kertasha Art Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 FNLP and Secret Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Again, a one-play scoring drive for the Irish, a 28-yard touchdown pass, Jacob Jordan to Tyler Catlin. The conversion attempt failed, and they tried to kick it, and the score now goes 60-14 with 6:44 to play in the first half. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
All right, Brogan Noctigo, your kicker for the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. Ball spotted around the 30-yard line. Cooper Eveline, your return man for the Griffins. He is going to be spotted. Nope, we got it. Nope, yeah. Again, that number 8 looks like a number 3 back there, but it's still Cooper. He's spotted up on his own goal line. All right. Referees blow the whistle. Irish break their little huddle. Noctigal starts his approach. Right-footed kicker, ball is away. Doesn't get the height that it usually does, but it still goes into the end zone for a touchback.
No chance of return. It comes down 5 yards deep in the end zone. So the Griffins will come out to their own 15-yard line and begin this drive with 6:44 to play in the first half, trailing 60-14 to the Sacred Heart Irish. Any updates on the Johnson County
No.
Central Freeman thing?
Well, let me double-check. All right.
Griffins have the ball at the 15-yard line as they break their huddle.
No update from Johnson County Central.
All right.
All right, Griffins have the ball, first and 10 on their 15. Shotgun formation is Cooper Eveline. Behind him is Preston Engelman. You got two receivers, one left and one right. Bittosh snaps to Eveline. Eveline fakes to Engelman. He gets flushed out of the pocket, and the ball's going to be thrown incomplete.
Intended receiver Caden Sutton over there. Good defensive coverage by Jacob Jordan right in front of the intended receiver out near the 25-yard line. Clock shows 6:39 to go here in the first half. And if you're just tuning in, our score is 60-14. And you heard that right. That's with
yes.
6:39 in the first half. They're still playing in the second quarter in the Irish. Up 60-14.
The Griffins set to break the huddle there, but evidently they had a change as your center grabbed. Nope. Yep, Vitosh grabbed his guard and said, nope, get back here. And now we got a timeout, Griffins. All right, with 6:39 left here in the second quarter, Irish lead 60-14. We have a timeout from Diller Odell Griffins. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we have a scoring update now from Johnson County Central at the half. Freeman is up 32-24 over JCC at Tecumseh. Here we have 6:39 left to play in our first half with the Irish in command, 60-14.
All right, Irish still have their starting defense in here. They, as long as the Griffins keep their starters in on the defenses where they had backfields, they had some problems.
That'll change in the third quarter.
Yeah, definitely. Cooper Eveline takes the snap, and he throws a little screen pass, and it's going to be dropped by, looks like, Engelman.
They had that one pretty well set up that time. The Irish defensive lineman bid on it. They were chasing Eveline, and Eveline dumped it over the middle to his receiver, but just couldn't catch the football.
All right, ball falls incomplete. 3rd and 10 for the Griffins on their own 15-yard line.
Does it seem to you like this has been an exceptionally long first half of football?
Yes, and again, we've had a lot of run plays. I don't understand it, but well, yes.
Lots of scoring. You know,
lots of scoring.
Clock a lot.
Man, but yes, it's been taking a while. Over an hour. All right, Eveline under center now. Dropping back to pass again. The ball's tipped at the line of scrimmage. Nicholas Keithley tips it at the line of scrimmage. The ball intended for Jason Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold was out here in the flat on the left side working his way open, but one of the big defensive linemen got a hand up and swatted the football away. Falls incomplete. Stops the clock with 6:33 to play. Here still in the first half, and again, our score 60-14. Irish on top.
All right. Punting now from set up Cooper Eveline on his, again, looked like the 1-yard line. Jake Freshel setting up to return around his 34th snap is away. The punt is away. Three white jerseys rushing him hard. Freshel calls, nope, takes the catch around the 30-yard line. Stiff arms one man, moves to the left. Now he's got some running room at the sideline, but he's going to be shoved out of bounds right at midfield.
Got taken out of bounds here on the near side. Making the tackle was Micah Folkers. Folkers got the stop right at the 40-yard line.
Yep. So, Irish takeover, not in Griffin territory, but right at midfield. 6:18 left in the second quarter, right at the 40-yard line. The Irish have possession. We still got all of the starters in. Jordan, going to go shotgun formation. You got two receivers to your left, Keith Lee and Simon. Catlin on the right. Jordan's going to throw it out to Simon, and it's going to fall incomplete.
Well, he was open out there. The ball just a little bit underthrown and not able to come up with it was Simon there at the 25 or the 35-yard line.
All right, 2nd and 10 for the Irish.
Stops your clock again with the incompleted pass. 6:15 to go. Still in the first half here at Diller.
Nicholas Keithley bringing the play in from the sideline. He will be your tight end on the left side. Jake Freshel, Evan Keithley, your receivers to the right. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Catlin to the left, and he gives the option to Catlin. Jordan lets him have it. Catlin's going to go up for about 5 yards.
Engelman was there to lead the tackle on him, also in on the stop for the Griffins. Besides Engelman was Michael Folkers once again.
All right, Simon bringing the play in. 3rd down and 5 for the Irish. Simon stays with tight end on the left side. Two receivers on the right. Jordan under center. Catlin goes in motion. Fake to Catlin. I'm going to take the option to Keith. Jordan's going to take it and run. He does a nice spin drill, moves across the center of the field, and he's going in for the touchdown.
Line of scrimmage was a 35-yard line, so that will be a 35-yard touchdown run by Jacob Jordan.
I tell you what, when he gets in the open field, he made four orange jerseys look silly right there, and they all kind of ran into each other.
5:29.
Yep, 5:29 left here in the third quarter. Irish lead 66-14. Traditional 1 point. All right, snap is away, ball's down, but the whistles are blown and a flag is thrown. Two flags. Got a legal procedure, looks like.
Hard time for an office kick. About the only thing the Irish haven't executed here tonight.
Yeah. It looked like the call was against the Irish, but the referees are talking now. Like, no, they're not for sure which one. There's a no, is this guy over here? No, is that guy over there? No. But it is a legal procedure against the Irish. So, again, just like it happened the last time, move the ball back.
Think they'll still try to kick it?
Yeah, I think they'll still try to
kick
it.
Well, we know he's got the leg for it. We see that demonstrated on every kickoff.
This is just your execution of the snap to the hold to the kick. All right, Riley says they practice this all the time. And, it, you know, you never know if you're going to need a field goal or not. But here we go. Will Ewers is your long snapper. Snap is away. The ball is down. The kick is up. And it is good. Knock the goal for the traditional PAT. With 5:29 left here in the second quarter, the Irish lead 67-14. You're listening to high school football on KTNC AM 1230.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, that Irish scoring drive took just three plays to go 40 yards. Jacob Jordan capped it off with a 35-yard touchdown run, broken not to go kick the extra point, and now our score moves to 67-14. Irish on top, still with 5:29 left to play here in the first half.
All right, knock the goal, has the ball spotted at the 30.
Second half's going to go faster, Troy, I promise.
Yeah. Cooper Everling set up on his goal line. The referees blow their whistle. The Irish break the huddle. Knock the goal's approach. And the kick is away. And it's going end over end. It's about the 3 yards deep in the end zone, and Cooper Everling drops it anyway for a touchback. So touchback. Again, for the Irish, Griffins will take over on their 15-yard line. 5:25 left here in the second, 67-14, Irish.
Tomorrow night we'll have high school football again here on KTNC as the Nebraska City Pioneers travel to Fall City to Jug Brown Stadium to face the Fall City Tigers. Troy and I will team up for that one again tomorrow night in our luxurious broadcast suite.
There you go, luxurious. All right, Cooper Evelyn under center. He's going to pitch to the right side, number 7. Got to look that number up. I don't have it on my depth chart. Tristan Rosemah.
Yeah. Octagon was there to make the open field tackle one-on-one and a solid job of that.
Oh. And in wrestling terminology, that was a beautiful single leg. He lifted it up and just drove him backwards.
How many points you get for that?
Two. All right, Griffins break the huddle. Second down at 12 now. The ball spotted on their own 13-yard line. Cooper Eveline's under the center, Vitosh. Lone back in the backfield. And he's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage is Engelman.
Well, the Irish defense now is just stiffened there in the middle, waiting to get the hit was Evan Keithley that time to lead the stop for Sacred Heart. Got a bunch of white jerseys over here on the near sideline, on the Sacred Heart sideline, that are probably chomping at the bit to get into this ball game. They are sensing they may get a chance to play some varsity ball in the second half with their team up like they are right now.
And right now, the Irish are making two substitutions on defense, as Ewers and Nelson are in on the linebacking.
Well, you got to start thinking about playoffs next week. You don't want to turn an ankle or get somebody hurt in a meaningless down there.
Correct. So Griffin's had the ball, 3rd and 12. Shotgun formation's Ebeling behind him, throwing it, faking the throw out to the left side, and now he does throw it. The man is open. I think that was number 1, Nate Lyons. Nope, number 7. There you go. 7, Tristan. Nope, that's a 3. Man, Jason Arnold.
Jacob Jordan there to get the tackle along with Derek Schwong to make the stop for the Irish. Of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, that you're sure. Man, but anyway.
These green numbers on white are much easier to read, thank you, Douglas, than are the small black ones on orange down there at the dark end.
All right, brings up 4th down for the Griffins. Clock running with 3:30 left in the second. Ebeling setting the punt now on his own 5-yard line. Freshel set up to return on his 30. Ooh, and the Griffins split the receivers out. Like they're going to set up a fake punt, but nope, the punt is away. It's a good punt. Freshel backs up to his 28-yard line and calls for a fair catch. That was a great punt that time by Cooper Ebeling.
They had 3 defenders right down there in Freshel's face as he caught that ball. They're going to spot the football at the 22 is where they'll mark it. Drive will begin at the 22-yard line on the near side hash mark. Sacred Heart working from our left to right, from south to north.
All right, now the Irish are putting in their second string.
Time and temperature down here.
3:12 left in the second quarter as the Irish take over on their own 22-yard line.
The scoreboard here at Dillard is kind of behind the press box and off to our right to where you have to peek out a little hole on the north side to see it.
All right, James Freshel is your quarterback, and he's going to hand it off to Riley Nelson on the right side, and Riley's going to get about 3 yards before he's met by 2 orange jerseys and pushed backwards.
Nate there to lead the tackle on Nelson. Also in on the stop was Micah Fulkers.
2nd down and 7 for the Irish. Willie Ewers will bring the play in from the sideline. Ball spotted right at the 25-yard line. The clock is running with 2:45 left in the second quarter. Got too many Freshels. We give it to Riley Nelson on the left side.
Oh, Nelson carrying people forward.
He keeps shoving
on
to that ball.
4 would-be tacklers hanging on to Riley Nelson, and he carried him another 7 yards. They hit him at the 25-yard line. He got enough for first down yardage out to the 32, and that was a fine job of running the football there by Riley Nelson.
And he kept a hold of it. You know they're trying to strip it. They're trying to strip
it. Oh, sure they were.
James Freshel is the quarterback for the Irish now.
Let's try and ID some of these players. Will Viewers just came back in.
So Matthew Neddenrip is your center. James Freshel comes up under center. Lechtenberg and Nelson to dot the I. The give is to Lechtenberg on the right side, and he's going to get maybe 1 yard there.
Not much room to run there. The tackle made by Kelton Schlickman. Schlickman on the stop.
Peyton Doerr, Vaughn Leonard, your line there. Looks like Carson Sells is your tight end on the left. All right, Ewers bringing the play in.
I think we can throw our spotting chart over the throw it over the chicken house here. We're done with that.
Again, Matthew Neddenrip, number 72, is your center. James Freshel, number 5, is under center. Fake to Lechtenberg, give to Nelson on the left side, and he's going to move it up for about 2 yards.
We'll have it just across the 35 out near the 36.
Clock running with 1:15 left in the second quarter.
Schlickman there again to lead the tackle on Riley Nelson.
3rd down and about 7 for the Irish. Ball spotted right at the 35-yard line. Again, the clock now at 1 minute here in the second quarter. The Irish break the huddle. Neddon rips your center. James Freshel under center. Lechtenberg and Nelson. James dropping back the pass, throws it to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg makes a nice catch. All right, but he's going to get up to about the 40-yard line, but it's going to be shy of the first down by about 2 yards.
Tackle made there by Preston Engelman. It was Engelman that tripped him up. So now the Irish are at midfield with a 4th down and 3 at the 40. Clock shows
30 seconds
to go here. Can they hang around here long enough and not have to snap it, maybe?
Coach Gold's giving the play to Will Ewers. Irish break the huddle. 20 seconds left in the second quarter. James Freshel under center. Lechtenberg and Nelson for the eye. Carson Sells, your tight end on the left. Give to Lechtenberg. Fake to Lechtenberg. Pitch to Nelson. He's got the first down and a little bit more. He's going to go to the 30-yard line and rumble forward.
Three seconds. Tackle made there by Dylan Odell's Kellen Schlickman.
They're going to stop the clock to move the chains.
That's a nice run to the right side.
And now the Irish are going to let the clock run out. At halftime here in Diller, Nebraska, the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish have a 67-14 lead. You're listening to high school football on KTNC AM 1230. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio for a short two-minute break.
Hey, softball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Fall City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Diller, Nebraska. It's time now for the Armbruster Motor Company halftime scoring recap. Armbruster Motors in Fall City, offering many makes of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler. Always choose them for your maintenance and repair needs. Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, also available at Armbruster Motors in Fall City. Well, Troy, a lot of scoring to talk about here. The Griffins of Del Rodell took the opening kickoff, and on the opening drive took 10 plays to go 65 yards, capped by a 4-yard touchdown pass from Cooper Ebling to Nate Lyons. Ebling then carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Del Rodell kind of caught the Irish off guard and jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Sacred Heart came battling back just seconds later, though. A 2-yard run by Jacob Jordan capped a 2-play, 61-yard drive. Keithley ran in for the 2-point conversion, and the score was tied at 8. Just a minute later, with 5:43 to go in the first quarter, a 19-yard run by Evan Keithley capped a 1-play, 19-yard drive. Keithley carried in for the 2-point conversion, and it was 16-8, the Irish on top. 5:01 to go in the first quarter, a 2-point safety when Joe Simon chased down Cooper Ebling in the back in the end zone for the 2-point safety. Ebling was trying to get rid of the ball on a pass play. With 1:06 to go in the first quarter, Tyler Catlin scored on a 3-yard touchdown run that capped a 5-play, 19-yard drive, made it 32-8. Still in the first quarter, with 47 seconds to go, Ebling connected on a 65-yard touchdown pass to Nate Lyons for the Griffins, capped a 3-play, 65-yard drive. The conversion failed, but the Griffins were back on the board, and our score stood at 32-14. Then with just 7 seconds to go, still in the first quarter, it was a Jacob Jordan 22-yard touchdown run, topped off a 2-play, 39-yard drive. Jordan carried in from 2 yards out for the 2-point conversion, made it 40-14. Then we flipped the page and moved over to the second quarter. The Irish onslaught offensively continued. Jordan scored on a 46-yard touchdown pass to Jake Freshel. Conversion failed. It was 46-14. 8:08 to play in the first half. A 10-yard run by Jacob Jordan capped a 5-play, 31-yard drive. 2-point pass was complete to Jake Freshel. It was 54-14. 6:44 to go in the first half. Jordan found Tyler Catlin with a pass play that covered 28 yards. Catlin took it in for the TD. The conversion failed, and it was 60-14. Then with just 5:29 to play in the first half, Jacob Jordan on a 35-yard touchdown run capped a 3-play, 40-yard drive. Knocked a goal, kicked the extra point this time. It was good, and our score went to 67-14, and that's where we stand at the half. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Diller Odell Griffins at the half, 67-14. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. They've been in business since 1951, currently offering Chevrolet, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Troy, tomorrow night we've got the Nebraska City Pioneers coming down to Judd Brown Stadium to face the Fall City Tigers. And boy, the Tigers have been really bitten badly by the injury bug this year. They're shorthanded. They went out to Milford and came out on the short end of kind of a lopsided one last Friday night, and they're going to have a real challenge when Nebraska City comes to town. We will have that game live for you here on KTNC. Troy will be joining me for the broadcast. We hope you'll be with us again tomorrow evening. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, send it back to Aaron Wisdom at our studios, and we'll be back with more of our halftime show. We'll take 2 minutes here, check in with the local weather, another 2 minutes, and we'll be ready for third quarter action. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on KTNC.
If you always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares, introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Fall City, and meteorologist Mandy Faluber. We'll see a decent stretch of fall weather up ahead. We do have a slight chance for some very light rain showers tonight, and some frost will be possible for Friday night. So do make sure to cover up any sensitive vegetation Friday night into early Saturday morning. Our temperatures are expected to be in the 60s all the way through Saturday, and then a nice warm-up coming in the forecast, 70s for Sunday into Monday. We'll have those 70-degree temperatures lingering through Tuesday. Lots of dry, clear conditions. Sunshine Wednesday, slightly cooler. We're going to be knocked down into the low 60s, which is below our average high for this time of the year. I'm meteorologist Mandy Faluber, and that's your forecast on KTNC. Right now, 67 degrees.
Mom,
I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and super store, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's over 30, he's over 20, he's over 10, it's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Dillard, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Dillard Odell Griffin 67-14. And that was quite a surprise there, Troy.
It's well worth it.
If I sound out of breath, it's because I just had to sprint all the way across the football field to the far side. I was talking about the great hospitality we have. And we've had a really nice relationship with the administration and especially with the students here at Dillard Odell over the years. And I'm flattered and a little bit humbled here. I was awarded a really nice Dillard Odell Griffin hoodie, and they lettered me. I got Dillard Odell. I'm now an official letterman at Dillard Odell High School.
And it's probably because of that sprint you did across there, too.
State championship patches to wear on my shirt. I'd probably be in trouble if I show up wearing that thing Saturday afternoon in Fall City. But thank you so much to the folks here at Dillard Odell High School for the recognition. That caught me a little off guard. Wasn't expecting that when you're out here on the road this far from home. So
yeah.
It's been a fun time. You know, we've been working on 50 years of this, and we've made a lot of trips out this way in those years.
Yeah.
I always say one of the neat things is all the friendships that you develop with administrators, coaches, and especially with the students.
Right.
And that was neat.
That was good.
Sure was.
Very good.
It's halftime, 67-14. That's our halftime score, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Dillard Odell Griffins. Anything on that Johnson County Central Free?
No updates from there.
Let's talk about the volleyball.
Yeah, the volleyball. All right, so Adam Santo texted me this, so I get to give a free perk there to Adam. This Saturday, Sacred Heart will be hosting the conference volleyball. All right, 3 p.m., the third place game will take Johnson Brock versus Nebraska City Lords. And at 5 o'clock, the game that you've already said a couple times there, the championship, Dillard Odell versus Sacred Heart. All of these games are played at the rack.
Plenty of time to take in the Huskers. They kick off at 11, so they'll be done by 3 o'clock. You can make it over to the rack and catch that consolation game. And then, of course, the championship around 5 o'clock. And those are best of five sets, those championship games. So they could go a little longer than what they have earlier on during the tournament. So that's what's coming up Saturday. High school football tomorrow night. We'll have the Nebraska City Pioneers in town taking on the Fall City Tigers. That'll be at Jug Brown Stadium. Pre-game tomorrow night at 6:30. Kickoff at 7. Troy and I will have that one for you right here on KTNC. Tomorrow night over on Sunny 101.3. Where do we have John? Have to take a look here.
I think he's over and across the river, isn't he?
Well, let me look at it. He may be.
Rockport
at South Holt. So he'll be in Oregon, Missouri. The Rockport Blue Jays, Lucas Freshhold, will be joining John for that. That'll be on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, is where we'll have that one. So eight-man Missouri. of football on your stations for high school coverage all around Northwest Missouri and Southeast Nebraska. We'll take one more 60-second timeout and be back with third quarter action after this one-minute break on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the five-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you here in Dilmer, Nebraska, getting set for our second half of high school football. 67-14, our halftime score. Know what that means, Troy, is we will now have a running clock in the second half. The 45-point rule here, or is it 35 in Nebraska, 45 in Missouri. I jump back and forth across the river, and they change the rules on me, but it is the 35-point rule. So with a 67-14 score, it's probably not likely that we'll get inside of that 35-point margin again. We're going to have a lot of clean white jerseys out there. Good luck, my friend.
Yep, here we go. All right, so set to kick off for the Diller Odell Griffins. Looks like we got 72.
Vitosh.
T.J. Vitosh. The 6'10 sophomore set to kick off and set to receive as Carson sells around about his 11-yard line. The kick is away. Carson's going to catch it right at the 11. He moves to the left side, and he's going to go up to the center and move forward about to the 28-yard line.
There to make the tackle on him for Diller Odell was Tegan Rosenbaugh. Rosenbaugh made the stop. Tegan on the tackle.
All right, so Irish have the ball first and 10 on their own 28-yard line. Again, running clock now here in the second half is up 67-14 Irish.
A lot of new clean jerseys in there. All the starters are here on the sideline.
All right, again, Ned and Rip is your center. Leonard and Dorr are your guards. James Freshel under center. He fakes to Lechtenberg, and Nelson or somebody would have had a busted play there as Freshel, maybe just because the orange jerseys hit him too soon and he couldn't move out of the way.
There to get the tackle on him for Diller Odell was Micah Folkers. Folkers, a 170-pound, 6-foot senior.
Clayton Keithley bringing the play in from the sideline now. He is a freshman, 122-pound freshman, tight end on the right side. Ewers tight end on the left. Lechtenberg and Nelson. Fake to Lechtenberg. All right, and Freshel is going to be met in the backfield and loss of yards on that play.
Good hit there by Ben Sowell. Sowell, 215-pound freshman, got through there and made the hit, Troy.
All right, I think that was kind of a broken play there because Freshel leaned to his right and the fullback went the other direction.
There's a whole lot of nerves out there right now.
All right, third and 10 Irish from their own 28. All right, James Freshel in under the center. Lechtenberg and Nelson for the eye. Dropping back to pass is Freshel, and he's being flushed out of the pocket. He gets away to Carson Sells right at the 40-yard line, enough for a first down Irish.
He'll have the first down. And there to make the tackle on him was Arnold for the Diller Odell Griffins making the stop.
All right. Again, James Freshel to Carson Sells for that connection. Will Ewers bringing the play in. The ball spotted right at midfield. Ned and Rip is your center. Freshel under center. Lechtenberg and Nelson dot the I. Give to Lechtenberg on the right side. And the ball is
out of there.
Free. And Diller Odell comes up with the fumble.
Yeah, the Griffins are going to get the recovery. Coming up with the fumble recovery was Preston Engelman. Engelman fell on the football. So now they'll start this drive at the 37-yard line, just inside the left side hash mark. running clock, 9.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Our score still 67-14. Irish on top. That's where they led at halftime.
All right, De La Rodel has the ball on their own.
I think we got some backups in here for the Griffins now,
yep.
Too, maybe.
Going to have to do a lot of looking now. Shotgun formation. No, Cooper Eveline is your quarterback, and he throws it out. They tried a double pass there. He threw it to Jason Arnold. Arnold trying to hit Nate Lyons.
And you know what? The Irish weren't fooled, though. They had coverage back there on Lyons. The first one was, of course, a backwards pass, a lateral, and then they threw down the right sideline, but the Irish didn't bite on it. Sacred Heart had two defenders over there with the intended receiver, so that was well defended.
Yeah, and this is your second-string defense now for the Irish, too. They pulled all their starters. All right, so let's see what the Griffins. You still got Vitosh as your center.
I think that's still your offense, your first-team offense.
Yes, that's still your first team for the Griffins. Eveline under center. He's pitching to Engelman to the left side. And Engelman's going to get maybe get shoved out of bounds when he crosses midfield to about the 30.
Vaughn Leonard, the man to wrap him up over here, also into the stop for the Irish, was Jack Stice. Vaughn Leonard wrapped him up with a big old bear hug, and then Jack Stice came over, kind of put the finishing touches on him for the Irish.
All right, first and 10 Griffins on the Irish 30-yard line. Again, running clock here in the third quarter. 8 minutes left. Irish lead 67-14. Vitosh is your center. Eveline is your shotgun formation. He fakes to Engelman, and he throws it, and then they pitch it back. And that should be a live ball.
That's a live ball.
Irish pick it up, and they're moving forward with it. The Griffins tried the old hook and... What do you call that play?
Yeah, the hook and ladder.
Hook and ladder, yeah, that's it.
Button, and hook, and pitch.
Button, hook, and pitch, yeah. That's button, hook, and they completed the first part of it just right, but the second part, the pitch back, didn't go to where he needed to go.
The amusing thing there was that Gavin Lechtenberg picked the ball up and stood there with it for a minute, like, well, look what I've got.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly realized, hey, this is a lot of football, and he started to run the ball up the field for about 5 yards, but it took Lechtenberg a minute to realize what he had there.
So the Irish have the ball on their own 34-yard line.
This could be a lot of fun here.
This could. All right, Ned and Rip is your center. James Freshel under center. Lechtenberg and Nelson give to Lechtenberg. No, that was give to Nelson. Nelson, they switched spots. Nelson was the fullback, Lechtenberg the I-back.
T.J. Vitosh on the tackle on Riley Nelson. Nelson with a gain of about 2 on the carry. Gets the ball just outside the 35. Call it second down and 8 there, Troy.
All right, freshman Clayton Keithley bringing the play in. All right, Freshel under center. Nelson, then Stice. Stice dot in the eye for the Irish. They give to Nelson. Nope, Freshel pulls it back. So Freshel's going to, then he gets dumped on his head, and he fumbles the ball, but they're going to call him down on the play.
Eveline was the first guy to get to him there on the tackle. Also, Vitosh in on the stop once again for the Griffins.
Third down and about 6 for the Irish. Ball spotted on the Irish 37-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Freshel under center. Nelson then Stice in the eye. Dropping back to pass is Freshel. He moves up. He's got a man open. Oh, no, not quite open. It was well covered. There is your freshman Clayton Keithley. The ball falls incomplete.
Keithley was running right between two defenders there. Clayton, 122-pound freshman between two much larger defenders. Had a shot at it,
yes,
but couldn't quite pull it down.
Yep.
So the incompletion will turn the ball. Was that fourth down?
That was third down.
That was third down.
Brings up fourth down now for the Irish. And again, the clock running with 5:50 left here in the third quarter. Fourth and 6. Irish are setting up the punt. Nelson drops back to punt. He's setting up at about the 25-yard line. And it looks like we got Engelman set to return for the Griffins. Snap is away. Punt is away. It's a high one. It's going to go a little short. It's going to hit about the...
He touched it.
It fell a little short, and your up back for the Griffins decided to turn around and pick it up.
Rose Ball had a little bit of a brain cramp there for just a minute. He grabbed the football, and then he realized, wait a minute, this is a live ball.
And then he dropped it, but he covered it back up.
He's wishing he wouldn't have done that, I think.
Oh, man. All right, so the Griffins have the ball first and 10 on their own 24-yard line. Clock running with 5 minutes left in the third quarter, 67-14 Irish. All right, Griffins still have their starting offensive unit in. Vitash is your center. Eveline is under center. Engelman is your back in the backfield. And the Griffins are trying to do a little bit of razzle-dazzle, having some fun. They pitch it back to Arnold, and Arnold pitches it back to Eveline. Eveline sets up the pass, and he's going to get ran out of bounds.
Yeah, the Irish were had that one pretty well defended. Nelson was over there chasing after him. Looks like Peyton Doerr was over there, too,
yep.
I believe, giving chase.
You got to give credit here to the Griffins. They are opening up the playbook, trying some different stuff. I mean, there's nothing to lose. You're going to let's have some fun. Second and 11 for the Griffins. Again, 4:15 left in the third. Ball spotted on the far hash. Eveline will come under center. All right. Dropping. He's going to drop right up the middle, and he's going to be dropped right there.
Big hit there by
Jason Arnold was a carrier.
Arnold with the tackle.
No, Arnold was carrying.
Well, who got him?
That was Nelson.
Nelson on the tackle. All right.
Brings up third down and about 13 now.
Yeah,
for the Griffins.
Dylan Rodell Griffin Sr. is playing their final ball game.
Yes, that too.
Final game of the year.
That
for
too.
Them.
You're right.
Eight Lions.
All right, Lions coming out to the left side along with Arnold. Eveline shotgun formation. Engelman set up behind him. Snap is away. Engelman's going to pitch to Lyons going to the right side, and Lyons is going to throw it across and overthrows Jason Arnold.
Back on the coverage was James Freshel. James was right there with him, well covered.
Well covered, yeah.
Now the defense is playing well here on the backups for the Irish.
Brings up fourth down and 13 now for the Griffins on their own 22. Clock running with 3 minutes. All right, and again, what do you got to lose here? Let's have some more fun. Let the Griffin seniors do some razzle-dazzle again. But maybe not. Looks like they're dropping back to punt. Yep. Carson Sells set to return for the Irish about his 25. Punter Eveline set up on his own 10. Not a great snap. Bounces on the turf, but he gets it away. Sells comes, oh! And now, I was going to say, that was...
he was hit before the ball got there. So
the ball got there.
Yeah.
Bounced off of Nate Lyons' head.
Nate got a little bit too aggressive, and he came up and hit Sells before the football arrived. Sells was trying to field it, and Lyons made contact with him, so a flag is thrown. This all happened at the 27-yard line.
And in great sportsmanship there, Nate Lyons went back and gave Sells a high five, said, I messed up.
Yeah.
But Lyons got his hand in a cast, his left hand. Looked like the thumb is wrapped up pretty good. But again, penalty on the Griffins.
One of those seniors out there playing his final high school game here in a Griffin uniform.
So Irish take over in Diller Odell territory on Diller's 38-yard line. Clock running with a minute 45 left in the third quarter, 67-14 Irish. Ned and Rip is your center. James Freshel under center. Nelson, then Stice. Ewers is your tight end on the right side. The fake to Nelson to give to Stice around the right side. Stice is going to move up for about 3 yards.
Coming up to get the hit on him there, Troy, was Micah Folkers. I've called Micah's name quite a bit. He's a senior, 170-pound senior, six-footer. He's been in a lot of tackles tonight here for the Griffins.
All right, second down and 7 for the Irish. Ned and Rip, Doerr, and Leonard are your our offensive linemen. Ewers and Clayton Keithley, your tight ends. Freshel's going to fake to Nelson, give to Stice on the left side. Stice is going to move it to the right side. He's got some running room, but down to the 20, down to the 10. And he stopped and tried to juke back, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds around the 5-yard line.
Thought Stice was going to get away there for a minute, but
yeah.
Boy, he had a bunch of Griffins. Look at that, 5 of them, 6 of them back there. In on that tackle, take your pick. There were six people involved. So the Irish now threatening here with their second team offense to maybe put more points on the board. Looks like the ball's going to be at about the 6.
Yep, first and goal from the 6. The clock running with 30 seconds left here in the third. Irish break the huddle. Freshel will go under center. Nelson then Stice in the eye. They give to fake to Nelson, give to Stice on the left side, and he's going to be hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. And that will be the end of the third quarter here at Diller. All right, so you're listening to high school football, end of the third quarter. The Irish lead 67-14. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio for a one-minute break.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Ben's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Ben's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Ben's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey, softball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Dillner, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTNC studios. We move into fourth quarter action. The Irish are up 67-14 on Dillner O'Dell, and the Irish are down here threatening again, Troy.
All right, so start of the fourth quarter. Again, we got a running clock. Irish have the ball second and goal now from the six-yard line. James Freshel is your quarterback. He comes up underneath the center, Ned and Rip. Nelson is the fullback to give to Stice on the left side. Stice is going to get maybe 2 yards on that and going to be pushed backwards.
Whole host of defenders over here on the near side. Engelman led the stop. Had help from a couple of other defenders also.
All right, so third and goal for the Irish. Fourth quarter action here. Sells bringing the play in from the sideline. 11 minutes left in the fourth. Ball spotted right around the six-yard line of Diller O'Dell. Ned and Rip, Dorr, and Leonard are your offensive line. Nelson and Stice in the eye, dropping back to pass is Freshel. He fakes it. He's getting flushed out of the pocket. He gets out of one tackle and throws the ball incomplete, intended for Carson Sells.
Boy, he pulled a Houdini move there. They had him all wrapped up, spun him around in a little pirouette, 360 spin, and he got free. And then managed to deliver a pass down there, went off the hands of the intended receiver, and falls incomplete. Clock continues to run inside of 11 minutes to go now, 10:55 to play in the ball game. Again, if you're just tuning in, 67-14. The Irish led by that score at halftime, and they've just kind of gone through the motions here in the second half with the running clock.
All right, so Ewers bringing the play in from the sideline, fourth and goal from about the six. And Ned and Rip is your center. Dorr and Leonard line. Sells is your tight end on the right. Shotgun formation is James Freshel. Nelson the back in the backfield. Freshel steps up and throws an incomplete intended for Ewers.
Ewers was back there in the end zone behind the defender, but the pass was thrown wide of the mark to the left side.
All right, with 10-10 left here in the fourth quarter, the Irish lead 67-14. We have a turnover on downs. Diller O'Dell will take over first and 10 from their six-yard line. And again, it looks like they're keeping their starters in the game.
Well,
again,
these are seniors playing their final ball game. Again, we'll acknowledge those seniors for Diller O'Dell, Nate Lyons, also Cooper Ebling, the quarterback, Micah Folkers, and Ezin Weirs. Those are the four seniors on this team. This is a team that graduated a lot of seniors a year ago, Troy. They got hit with pretty heavy losses to graduation last year.
All right, so Diller breaks the huddle. All right, you got Ebling's, your shotgun formation with Engelman behind him, dropping back to pass. A little screen pass to Lyons. Lyons has got some running room. He gets to the 15. And he's going to be brought down there by the four white jerseys.
When you get down toward the end of the season here, the last quarter, this is where the basketball coach gets nervous.
He definitely watches
those senior athletes out there running the ball one more time. That's got to be tough on basketball coaches. He just wants to get everybody out of here healthy for the round ball season.
John Krause in on the tight end on the right side now for the Irish. All right, Griffins break the huddle. Vitosh still your center. Edelene shotgun formation, Engelman behind him, two receivers to your right. Edelman throws incomplete to Nate Lyons.
Over on the coverage there for the Irish, all over the receiver running step for step with him, there was Jack Stice.
Brings up third down and, well, I thought it was third down. The scoreboard says second. Everybody else says second. I thought we already ran two plays. All right, second down and 10 now for Dillard Odell. Shotgun formation. Eveline dropping back to pass. Got a receiver open. They tried that little hook and ladder again.
That was an illegal forward pass.
Okay, flag down. The Irish had
Riley,
him wrapped up.
Riley Nelson's going to wrap him up at the 30-yard line, but that was an illegal forward pass. They threw a forward pass, and then it was supposed to be what we call the old button hook and pitch. And, and he, the trailing back got ahead of him, and it'll be an illegal pass. Bring it back.
All right, again, the Griffins opening up the playbook, trying to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of razzle-dazzle. They've been doing a lot of different things here in the third and the fourth quarter.
You know, the tip of the hat to these second-team defenders for Sacred Heart, they haven't got fooled on much of this stuff here. They've done a pretty good job.
Because even on that one, they got a 30-yard gain on it, but they caught up and they tackled him. And again, but it's a doesn't matter. Illegal forward pitch there. And the referees are talking it over, deciding, how far are we going to mark this one off?
Down to 7:10 to go. The nice thing is when we have these penalties, the whole time they're talking, guess what? The clock's over here running. With a 67-14 ball game.
Yes. All right. So now third and 10 for the, third and 8 now for the Griffins. Ball spotted right at their own 17-yard line. Griffins break the huddle. Vitosh is still your center. Eveline comes under center. Engelman's lone back in the backfield. And the pitch to Engelman to the left side. He's got a little bit of running room.
Riley Nelson runs him down. Took him out of bounds.
Maybe he gets 1 yard on that.
Had to run an awful long ways to get 1 yard there from the near hash mark to the far sideline.
Brings up fourth down for the Griffins. Fourth and about 9. Ball spotted on their own 17. Clock running with 6:13 left in the fourth quarter.
Looking ahead to next week, we expect the Irish to be in the playoffs on Thursday, as well as the Johnson-Brock Eagles. And our plans probably will be to have them both covered here on KTNC and on Sunday 101.3.
All right. Griffin set the punt. Eveline gets it away. Carson Sells is going to let it bounce. Let it get out of the way. It's going to bounce around the 30-yard line of Sacred Heart.
So the Irish will take possession of the football, first and 10, working from their own 31-yard line. What's time over there?
We got 5:35 left in the fourth quarter.
You hear me asking Troy what the time is. That's because he can see the clock. There's a little window hole in the back wall of the press box here where you can peek out and see the score clock. That's really the only negative thing about this whole setup, because it's a wonderful place to come and work football.
Other than that, this is beautiful. I love the way, you know, almost like Johnson, you're pretty close to the field.
Yeah.
All right, James Freshel under center, Nelson and Stice. Give the Stice on the left side. Stice is going to go ahead for about 2 yards.
Tackle made there for the Dillard Odell Griffins. Coming up to make the stop was Dave Party.
Got about 4 or 5 yards on that carry. Lechtenberg bringing the play in from the sideline. All right, Sells is coming out. So Ned and Rips your center. James Freshel your quarterback.
This is nice teaching time for Coach Doug Golds here with his seven teamers. He's still coaching up a storm down here.
Lechtenberg to Nelson to give to Nelson on the right side. Nelson's going to move it forward for the first down and a little bit more as he falls forward.
Bradley does a good job protecting that football. He knows they're going to be ripping away at it to try and take it away from him. And he's got both arms wrapped up firmly around that ball and gets first down yardage.
First and 10, Irish. Ball spotted on the Griffins' 36-yard line. 4 minutes left here in this game. All right, James Freshel under center, Lechtenberg then Nelson in the eye. Snap is away, give to Lechtenberg on the left side, and he's going to move her forward for about 5 yards. Gavin Lechtenberg, Jr., 5-yard gain.
On the tackle that time, and there for the Griffins, was Kellen Slickman. Slickman leading the stop.
Clayton Keithley, freshman, bringing the play in from the sideline.
I've seen a lot of backup defenders on the field now for the Griffins.
All right. John Krause is your guard on the left side. Ned and Rip, I formation, Lechtenberg and Nelson. Give to Nelson on the right side, and he's going to move her forward again. Keeps chugging. But again, here's where you got to protect that ball. They're trying
Nelson,
to hold him up and strip it.
Nelson carrying four or five would-be tacklers
now,
with him, and now here come the freshmen. The freshmen come in. Another hole.
the third string. The third string. The freshmen make the field now. Quincy Kelliker would be your quarterback. I think Ethan Ned and Rip will be your center. We'll have to double-check these numbers here.
Nelson's an end on the left.
Big number 80, not Riley, little brother Connor. All right, Kelliker under center. He's going to give to number 7, which is Henry Rottinghouse. Rottinghouse moves it forward for about 3 yards.
Irie's just going to keep it on the ground here and keep that clock moving.
Got 2:45 left. All right,
these freshmen could punch one in here.
This would be great.
The stories they could tell.
Gavin Clow bringing the play in from the sideline. All right, you got Evan Bailey on the line, along with Ethan, Ned, and Rip, and Thomas Aiken. The give to Rottinghouse up the left side, and he is going to get 2 yards and maybe stop there.
Wrapping him up there was Dylan Dendinger. Sophomore, 190-pounder, got that tackle.
All right, third down and about 4 for the Irish. 2 minutes left in this game. Number 3, Rob Freshel, bringing the play in. Now, again, we got a lot of Freshels and a lot of Keithleys. You got to keep them all straight so those grandmas and grandpas back home will keep it right for you. All right, Kelliker under center. Rottinghouse. Freshel fake to Rottinghouse. Kelliker keeps it and moves it around the left side for a touchdown. Quincy Kelliker on the quarterback keeper. He faked it to Rottinghouse and he took it to the left side and made it in for a touchdown.
Kelliker is a freshman.
Yep.
135-pounder.
All right, Gavin Clow bringing the play in from the sideline. Minute 20 and counting here. The Irish now lead 73-14. 2-point conversion. Clow's your fullback. Rob Freshel, the eye back. Kelliker dumps it off to Freshel and is going to fall incomplete. All right, so with clock stops, the minute 5 left here in this fourth quarter. The Irish lead 73-14. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to high school football on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, that scoring recap here brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Quincy Kelliker scored on an 8-yard run, conversion failed. Our score goes 73-14.
James Freshel in on the kickoff for the Irish, and the Griffins take the ball to about their 10-yard line, and they're going to move it up to about the 30, and that is going to be the end of the game. So the Irish win on the road, 73-14. You've been listening to high school football on KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio for a 2-minute break.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
you always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Dillner, Nebraska. It's time now for the post-game show brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. Well, not a lot of second half scoring to talk about. The first half was a lot of fireworks. We were sitting at 67-14 at the half. Before we went to the running clock here in the second half, the only scoring came with 1:05 to go in the ball game, an 8-yard touchdown run by Quincy Kelliker. The conversion attempt failed, and that made our final score tonight, Sacred Heart 73 and Diller Odell 14. So the Irish improved to 7-1 on the year, and the Griffins finish their season at 1-7 as they wrap things up for tonight. Don't forget, Sacred Heart will be playing in the 8-man playoffs next Thursday, whenever and wherever. We will have coverage for you either here on KTNC or on Sunny 101.3, one or the other, but rest assured we'll have live coverage of the Irish. Troy, your thoughts on this one?
Well, you go back to the very beginning. We thought this is the way it was going to turn out, but that very first possession of the game for Diller Odell, and they took it down the field and put it up and had an 8-point lead on them, you know. And again, it's like, okay, maybe, you know, and Coach Gold said that he thought his defensive backs would get challenged, and you know, for the first quarter they did get challenged.
Yeah, ended up they came right back though within just a few seconds.
Yeah.
Got a touchdown of their own, even things up at 8. From then it was pretty much all Irish. The Griffins did sneak one in there with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ebling found Nate Lyons with a 65-yard touchdown pass, but 73-14 is our final here tonight. Don't forget, you can join Troy and I again tomorrow night here on KTNC as the Fall City Tigers will be hosting the Nebraska City Pioneers, 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that game for you live from Jug Brown Stadium. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football for Troy Nelson and Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight here in Diller, the Sacred Heart Irish 73 and the Diller Odell Griffins 14. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Football on KTNC.